Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com, presented by Bet365. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Thanks for joining us here, an early week podcast as we turn the page on the spring sports calendar. We're going to put March Madness to bed. We had a great tournament run. All the guys at Covers had a great tournament run. And we're going to look to my first sign of spring, the Masters. It's golf's first major. It's its biggest event. It makes it the Super Bowl of golf betting. And who better to have to look at the golf odds than Mr. Golf Odds himself? Renowned odds maker Jeff Sherman. He's going to join us with his insights into the Masters betting markets. And if you've caught Jeff before on the pod, he always has some great bets and some really live long shots. So trust me, pay attention to what the man says. I'm going to take a couple swings at the Masters odds as well, too, with some picks for the tournament. And then we're going to tie it in a bow. Aaron Waterworth, trading manager at Bet365. He's going to run the two-minute drill. Give us the update on all the Masters betting action. So before we tee off, a reminder, please rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast when you get a second. Whether you've been listening to us all along or you're new to the podcast, let us know what you think. All right, get that green jacket ready. 600 seconds on the clock, please. If you're betting on golf, chances are you're betting on his odds. At Golf Odds on X. That kind of says everything. One of the top minds behind the counter at the Las Vegas Superbook, Jeff Sherman, back on the Sharp 600 to talk a little Masters betting. I know it's a busy week. Thank you for coming on, Jeff.
Thanks for having me on, Jason.
And we'll dive right into it. Masters, unlike any other major event, because of that one constant, we have Augusta National. So as an odds maker, what attributes are you looking for when you're kind of matching players to course and then setting this market?
Well, you know, we put this up a year in advance, and when we do that, we tend to look at the players that have played well with previous experience there. So that's a starting point. Mm-hmm. And then when we get to the week of it, you start looking at the metrics. And for me, you know, a lot of people think Augusta and putting, but I think the most important aspect is approach play into the green, because if you can set yourself up, then that'll help out in the areas of the putting. But if you're leaving yourself 15, 20-foot putts all the time, you're going to be challenged. So tee to green, approach play into the green, I think are the most important things to look at.
All right. And in you mentioned past success is a big thing. How much does past success play into your pricing?
Well, on this course, it weighs a lot. You know, typically you look week in and week out, and when you put a percentage into it, you're doing a lot more course form. Mm-hmm. The other majors, you know, rotating the courses, you know, course form more important than previous form on the course, because it's seldom there. But for something like this and the nuances of Augusta and how much it means to see the course, mm-hmm. We're going to be weighted probably like 40% course form, 60% current on this is what I take into account.
Wow. All right. And we normally see a lot of the same names bubble up. So looking at this year's front runners, how has the top of the outright odds kind of taken shape since the start of the golf season, since like 2024 started?
Obviously with Scheffler, I mean, he was in the 8-1 range just before he went on his run. Mm-hmm. And now he's dipped less than 5-1. We're looking at 9-2, a lot of places 4-1. And rightfully so. His metrics, tee to green, off the charts. The only thing that's holding him back is the putting, as we've seen. But wide gap between him and the other golfers. McIlroy, Rahm, 12-1. They've eased out from 9-10-1 range, what they opened at. Some popular selections lately, mm-hmm. Xander dipping less than 20-1. He's now 14-1. Hideki Matsuyama, he opened 50-1. He's had a fantastic season, past champion. Mm-hmm. He's down to 18-1 right now.
All right. So it's pretty constant, but any changes to the course, any little tweaks, any course conditions that bettors should note before they get down on the Masters odds?
No, they haven't done too many tweaks this year. I know on the second hole, they lengthened the tee box 10 yards. Mm-hmm. And that's really it. So it's not going to have too much of an effect. They want to put the bunker in play on that hole, but nothing else. The only thing you really have to look for, the weather conditions this week, we're expecting thunderstorms early on Thursday. Mm-hmm. So we might be delayed on the start of play, and that can push things into longer days into Friday. So you're going to have to look at the tee times, how that might shape out in the early, late tee times.
All right. And then we got to, of course, talk about Tiger Woods. He's on the list of guys that is participating. However, his health is always a question. What are the Tiger Woods markets looking like? And what's kind of the best way to maybe bet on him or bet against him?
Well, we're seeing a lot of the sharps fading him right now. Mm-hmm. We have him in a matchup with Phil Mickelson. That's actually had a lot of movement, but more sharp play on Phil. Mm-hmm. His cut prop, that's our most popular proposition that we offer of anybody. And when I was setting that, I thought it'd be around Pick'em, but expecting the sharp play, I opened no $1.30. We've seen some more sharp play on it at minus 30. We're at 35 on him making the cut. I mentioned his odds have drifted out to 150-1. We did take a $1,000 wager on him early at 80-1, but now he's 150. Still getting some support, but you're seeing a lot of it in the matchup and the proposition markets.
And should he withdraw? Is that a no action, or does that count as not making the cut?
Well, it depends where he would withdraw. If he withdraws after completing two rounds, yeah, and he would make the cut prior to it, would be missing the cut.
Okay, because that's his biggest thing, is can he get through two rounds with the body the way it is right now? Masters, of course, the biggest event of the golf betting calendar, the Super Bowl of golf betting, we'll say. So a lot of alternative markets out there beyond the outright winner. Looking at past years, which of these alternative markets has kind of taken off, and where are you seeing a lot of alternative action for 2024?
Well, the top 5, 10, and 20s, but really the top 20s.
Yeah.
You know, it gives the player leeway, and we've seen tremendous support that we offer that on a weekly basis in all our jurisdictions. You know, top 5 doesn't get too much except for during the majors, but top 20 outside the outright markets are our most popular ones. We did the plethora of cut options this week too. Yes, no on the cut. And then you do some scores, like we have Tiger first round score 74.5. Things like that that are simple that people can get involved with. Mm-hmm. So they like that.
All right. We've been lucky enough to have you on the show for a couple major tournaments throughout the years of the podcast. You're always good for at least one great live long shot. So which players or props kind of promise a good payout this week at a Georgia? I might have some teeth with a live long shot.
Well, I can give you a couple that I've played that aren't so long shot anymore, but I did play Neiman at 60-1 and 50-1.
All right.
And I've got Wyndham Clark at 150. Now they're around 30-1 range, but if you had to look at current prices, mm-hmm, I'm really starting to like Russell Henley. You can find him 60-80-1. And I played him top 20 at plus 165, played him in a couple matchups. Siwoo Kim is another one that's around 80-1 too. Now he's finished, I believe 17th and 6th his last couple events. Henley's got a couple top fours in two of his last three events. Henley's got tremendous course form. I just really like the way Siwoo Kim is coming in. But I think those two guys, 60-80-1, are definitely live, and one of them might be contending on Sunday.
All right. So write that stuff. This is the stuff that we're talking about here. And like you said, you're always in a really good position come Masters time. You're always sitting pretty come Masters time. But what are your kind of favorite bets here for round one and maybe beyond?
Well, my favorite right now are what I mentioned, the Henley props, mm-hmm, or matchups. I played him against Brian Harman and Sam Burns. I played Siwoo Kim over Minwoo Lee, tournament outrights. I tend to not get involved in first, second, third round matchups. If there's a position in the fourth round, that's really the only time that I bet daily matchups. If you're getting someone where you see Rory all the time when he's not in contention, have a good Sunday, mm-hmm, and you might be able to find him in a close matchup against somebody that had been playing similar, but before the tournament might have been priced differently. So I really look at the positions come Sunday, getting involved with round-by-round matchups.
All right. All good info. That is Jeff Sherman, odds maker at the Las Vegas Superbook, and you can follow him at Golf Odds on X. Jeff, again, thank you for your time. Enjoy the golf this weekend. Good luck.
All right. Thanks. You too, Jason.
At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. You want to keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. You want to check out the boost to see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply. Couple Masters bets here, odds courtesy of Bet365. They are subject to change before round one. We're going with Corey Connors, top 30, plus 105, little Canadian content. He's finished inside the top 30 in 5 of his 9 tournaments this year. Missed the cut at Augusta last year, but he's been T6, T8, and T10 the past 3 years. I like him to finish inside the top 30 here at plus 105. And we're going Cameron Young, top 30, minus 125. Young can hit the snot out of the ball. This course expected to play firm and fast this week. That plays to his skill set. He was T7 at Augusta last spring. I like him to finish top 30, minus 125 odds. 2 minute drill time with Aaron Waterworth, trading manager at Bet365. We're talking Masters. Give us a quick rundown at the top of the board for the outrights. Which golfers are drawing the bulk of the bets?
Thank you for having me, as always, Jason. Yeah, I think, look, the best action we've got, it's not really a surprise Rory McIlroy, number one. A lot of people keeping faith that he's going to join that elite club of Sarrazin, Hogan, Woods, and Nicklaus as a Grand Slam winner. Unsurprisingly, yep. Scheffler very popular. But Rory's taking more bets, followed by Scheffler, Koepka, and Matsuyama.
All right. Any live long shots, maybe surprise action coming in on
Yeah,
those guys?
Byung Hun An, 175-1 down to 100. Gary Woodland, 250 down to 200. Both are seeing some tip action from around the world, so we're hoping they don't win.
All right. So the Masters, the Super Bowl of golf betting.
Yeah.
How have you guys kind of answered that call? How are you expanding the ways to wager? And which markets are kind of getting picked up by more golf bettors?
I think, you know, golf's been one of our biggest, growing market sports that we've had overall. We would take many two-minute podcasts to do this, but if you're looking for, whether it's a player, there are dozens per named player, and there's a long list of them. The tournament, the rounds, the extra markets, the proposition markets, there's probably over 400. So if you're looking for something you don't find there, it's a niche request, but send it in anyway.
All right. We've got to talk Tiger.
Yep.
He used to be a blind bet. People used to just bet on Tiger.
Yep.
How is kind of, he's on the call sheet here. How yep. are bettors, are they done with Tiger, or are we seeing some action?
Not at all. Sixth most popular outright play, 3.7% of the slips. People love Tiger. I think, at the price, given his history there, people still love him. So he's actually well-backed.
All right, let's compare Masters handle to one, the other majors, and two, just regular PGA, live events, stuff like that.
There are no contests. The Masters draws, we're looking 3-4 times the handle of a British Open. It is the biggest betting thing in golf. There is nothing else that touches, but you'd have the British Open, followed by the US Open, followed by the PGA Championship.
All right, the horn just went, but we got to get your best bet for the 2024 Masters Tournament.
I'm going to give two. I'm going to give an outright one. And there's markets we have to bet outright without certain players. So I'm going to take Xander Schauffele plus $10. That's without Scheffler, McIlroy, and Rahm. And for a top 10 finish, I'm going with Hideki Matsuyama, finishing the top 10 plus 170.
A guy with good course history there. To
I love a bit of course there, history at the Masters.
All right. That is it for the Masters edition of the Sharp 600 podcast. Big thank you to Jeff Sherman, Aaron Dell. A big thank you to you
thank
for
you.
Tuning in. Again, a reminder, please rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast when you get a second. We're going to be taking a little bit of a breather next week, and then we're going to be back soon. We got NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs underway, the NFL draft's coming at the end of the month. So it's a busy May as well coming up, so we will
Definitely.
Pick it up and dive into all that action for the spring. Until then, best of luck and enjoy the Masters. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. You want to keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. You want to check out the boost to see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply.